Marina, se não sabe o que é isso. On the board, the board, the parents that are here with us in the Zoom, everyone. Mashaka Rada, it's time for Kumagi. As we explain when it started, and now the board came back on the Devat Shay. And support synchronizes Asiya. And only when there is Asiya with Machshava and Dibur, then there is complete Mechira. Therefore, this is the last night of support. We speak tomorrow night for the Shemini Atzeret, something very bad, no? But tonight is the end of support. And support symbolizes Asiya. Asiya symbolizes the most declines of Mechira. Therefore, Ananea Chavot came back. And therefore, this night and tomorrow, the davening is so important. That's the davening of Chidum Adin. And therefore, the learning tonight is very, very important. We shall talk about that tree that we bring. All the rabbis that will come, thank you for all the rabbis that will come after me. I want tonight to speak about his brother, but I was able to learn a lot of Torah from him. And maybe not to discuss him, but to discuss his Torah. And two of these very, very interesting psakim. Hagaon, Arazam, and Nehemiah Goldberg, that was something in Mabah. He was invading Hadadol, a special assignment that Rabbi Lashi was demanding him to be the Yan in the Yedin Hadadol. He was the head of the Encyclopedia Talmudit, killing at the end of his life. And what was so special about him was the combination of unbelievable Torah and wanting to teach every place that he was invited, no matter if it was Tzioni, Haredi, and so on. He taught here years in Shalabi. From here I learned his Torah. He came, there was a taxi that took him 9 o'clock in the morning. By us, I think he was after Marvin, 8:30 at night, and he went to the Shomron, to Kerbiyatne, to Zadikura, to here, to there, the whole day, shir after shir. He came, which way are you now? Which Tosfot are you living now? Didn't prepare shir or anything, didn't have to prepare anything before. He told him, we are in two boats, stuff in the Aleph, okay, let's go. And he started to give an hour and a half, 2 hours shir. With Shon, with the Kibot, with Rishonim, Lachronim, you saw that the whole Shas is in his hand. And all what he wanted is to teach Torah and to give it to others, with tremendous anava. He didn't care to go with buses and to give the shir. And we told him that wasting time. So we invited a taxi to him, and the whole Yeshivot paid, and the whole day he came with taxi. But from his point of view, he could go with buses. Even though he was such a god, he was married to the daughter of Rosh Hashanah Nova. And every place that he went, it was full with both Torah, both Agada, both Machshava. And everything was mamish, munach in his hand. Another thing that he did, I think that was Shaya Frisch, Rafa Marvin and others, got it from him. He gave special smicha after you learned your idea or Shabbos or Nida. You made a task with him. He gave, there was unbelievably love and unbelievably trust. He gave questions. He said, write it in what spare time. He didn't want on the spot. He wanted them to have time to think. You can see the books inside. He wanted to speak on the stand. understanding and so on. Then after a month, he gave him the pamphlet. One of his assistants checked it. Then he called you to speak by heart, deeper, and then he gave smicha. And he gave thousands of smicha without getting one penny, because he wanted that there would be more Torah in Am Yisrael, more Torah in Am Yisrael, and so on. Today we'll give this year to Yisrael and Neshama, but the main thing is to speak about two very interesting psakim that he gave. There are a lot, but I choose two very, very interesting psakim. First psak, you have it on the page on the left side, and the tariq, certain mother, that mainly came after a case in England, approximately 15 years ago. The case was that a lady that couldn't go into pregnancy wanted to have kids, but she couldn't go and have it naturally. So what you do is you take an egg from the mother, you take the sperm from the husband, you choose another lady, you confine them in an lab, and then you put it in the other lady, and the other lady is keeping it for 9 months. She's signing a contract with a lawyer that she's being paid, and if the after is born, she's giving it back to the first mother that gave the egg. The case in England was the woman that needed. If you have questions to these guys, you ask them. You attack, you want to understand. The case was that this woman was Jewish. She gave, they took from her the head, the screen from her husband. She looked for a very long time to get a surrogate mother. All the Jews, the woman that came, were all mentally sick or physically sick. And in the end, after a very long time, she decided to publish in the German newspaper that she grew for a surrogate mother. Came someone that wasn't Jewish, but she was happy both mentally and both physically. She chose her. And it was the first case in the world that there was triple. Triple in the surrogate mother. Now the question is that Jewish or not? If you would go according to the first mother, the answer is yes. If you would go according to the second mother, the answer is no. That question came to David and Rabbi Yashi asked for Rabbi Nehemiah to hear his opinion. And Rabbi Nehemiah shocked the whole Rabbanic word. He said, the mother is the second mother. Not the one that gave the DNA, not the one that gave the egg, but the one that chose him to be a person. Because till then he is not a person, and from there he is not a person. So the woman that caused the fetus to come to be a man, she's the mother. The birth is making the motherhood, and not the beginning of pregnancy. And therefore the second mother is the mother. Now, I had a case, for example, that I was asked. When the two mothers were Jewish, but still we have this question. Who wants to tell me why do we have this question, even if the two ladies are Jewish, why do we have this question?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Idun Aben.
Idun Aben goes according to Pekereche. That doesn't depend on, that certainly goes according to Pekereche. Why do we have this question? When we speak about two Jewish women, yeah, please.
Maybe it's not her.
Sorry?
Maybe it's not her.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Yeah?
What do you want to be stopped?
You are right, but there is more, a lot more simple than that. The question is, we know that the mother is allowed to kiss and to have yichud with her son. Now, if the one that is raising him is the first mother, if the first mother is not called mother according to to Vrindavan is in a bother, then she can't, after a certain age, she can't kiss and have yikud with her son. So therefore it comes to be a practical question. Every time you have a certain mother, it's not only the case of England, it's every case. We go according to the DNA. That would be the first case that I want to discuss. Second case, I'm not sure that we have time today. If not, we'll give about it here another time. The second case is in some way connected to Sharabim. There was a man in the north of Israel, as he decided to grab the bank with a motorcycle. After he read the bank, the police went after him, and he went into a tree, and he got a trauma, and he came to beat Seba. If you have a lot of people, you can see the Greek of a box pump there.
Vegetative state.
Okay.
Vegetative state.
Okay, so he doesn't have consciousness, he doesn't know what's going on, and so on. His wife decided that she doesn't want any more to marry, she wants to get divorced. But there was a big question that he can't keep the get because he doesn't have that. And if he doesn't have that, you cannot give the get. That case came to Rav Lavi, from Lavi Dermatir in Shalavi. I owe him a lot of a part of those, because when I decided to nurture him in Shalavi, I was the only one for my hospital. And even if I really was astonished that so I saw the warmth of his life and so special way of education that I wanted to come here, but it was very hard for me because it's very hard to come when all my friends went to another yeshiva because all my friends started the new yeshiva in my day of it, the whole year. So he came to me when I was here to visit and he said, I know it's hard for you. If you come, I'm learning two stories. So I said, okay, already 75% by myself, I'm coming. So I really owe him a power to talk, and we're learning for a few years to start. And he came to be a Dayan in Stad, and that case came to him. And he went to discuss it with the Rav Nachman of Goldberg. And Rav Nachman of Goldberg said, you can give the get, even if he's a shoter. Because it's good for him, and it is good for him. We have a special thing called Zachin. We won't discuss it now, we'll discuss it soon. And therefore, Beidin can give the get to him in the name of the wife. Because of Zachin. What that means, Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, for example, the son of Rabbi Yosef, that was the chief rabbi, disagreed completely. So if there will be time to speak about the argument between the government and the Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, if not, we'll give about the Kashir in a different time. We're coming, so that's the two very famous Sakin that he gave. There were a lot more. He wrote a very interesting book. He wrote a lot of books, not she, but he gave shiurim, and the people that heard shiurim published his books. So you have it on the whole shas almost, but you have a special book that speaks about the reasons of the mitzvot, the ta'amei ha-mitzvot, and the nafkamina and halacha between the reasons. Let's go to the sources of servant mother. Let's understand from where the Zaman Yechem takes. Servant mother is to go to Yudhari Ramadan. Amar Raguna, Gel Katan, Matvili, Oto, Ada, Beli. What that means, Gel Katan, Matvili, Oto, Ada, Beli. Explain the Gemara why. We'll come to that in a minute. Meaning to say, usually when someone has Geut, you need Tvila in Mikve, you need Rishmila, And you need Kabbalat Mitzvot. The Jews have to say, I am a Kabbal, as the Gear have to say, I want to keep the Mitzvot. Not only I believe in Hashem, I'm going to keep the Mitzvot. And this is a condition in Gerut. That, by the way, the difference between Gerut of Orthodox and Gerut of Reformed Conservative. But Reformed Conservative do not require Kabbalat Mitzvot. Therefore, their Gerut is not Gerut, because this condition is not there. If Mara comes and says, let's say a boy of 40 years old wants to be converted, he cannot be had Kabbalat Mitzvot, he doesn't have that in his Bar Mitzvah, so he cannot be accepting Mitzvot. Comes the Gemara and says, because it's good for him, therefore we have the din of Zachin. Zachin la Adam shelo befanav. I'm going to explain to everyone what the din of Zachin is and for where we will go. I heard from the guy, again, big shout out from Jack Priest, that there was a night that he arranged sushi to the guy. What happened if one guy was in the room and he didn't come for supper because he didn't know that there was going to be sushi? And you know that he loves it. So you decided to take it for him. But after, immediately after supper, he went to have a center area in the Chadar Ocher. In the Beit Midrash, sorry, in the Kapsula. And for 2 hours, you are learning to chant. And the Shushi in the Beit Midrash near you, but you took to Reuven. After 2 hours, you are very, very hungry. And you want to eat that Shushi. Are you allowed or not? Let's go, we don't have time. Are you allowed or not allowed to eat the Shushi? Why not? What?
And
you fired it for him. What happens? Okay, so I'm betting it. I thought I'd give it. Now I don't want to give it. What happened if I want to give a dishwasher? And I didn't give it. And then I decided not to give it to you. So because I decided the first that I'm giving to you, I have to give it. I can't regret my presence. What? Let's say, I'm thinking you're asking a very good question. I'm thinking to give you the watch. After that, I decide not to give you the watch. I have to give you that. So why that is different? The answer is, similar to what you are saying, I only want to put it more in definition. The answer is, there is a thing called Zachin la'adam shelo befanav. When you took it, even if he didn't sign you to be Shaliyah, because it's clear that it's good for him, you came to be automatically his Shaliyah. What would happen if he would tell you, bring me sushi? So in the minute that you pick it, you call it. If you eat it later, you'll be Gaza. You'll be over the thing, so. Because you picked it for him. And when you picked it for him, you will see Shaliyah. That's the din of Zachin. Zachin says, there is shlichut even without to appoint a Shaliyah. Because when it's clear that it's good, he's like shouting all the time, give me sushi, look to me good things. And therefore, it's as if he appointed you to have to be a Shaliyah without asking you to be. And therefore, he already bought it in this minute that you picked it. It's like King Israel. Therefore, if you eat it later, you'll be overlooked, exalted, even if he doesn't know that you took it. Sadiq Mar, the same thing here. A child doesn't have yet the taste of chet in his Bar Mitzvah, and it's clear that it's good for him to be Jewish. Therefore, it's like appointing baby. Do gave it to me, be kabbalat mitzvot to me, do it, do it, do it. Therefore, baby can come to be his shaliach without him acknowledging that. And by that, the gate works. Anyone have a question on what I said? Yes. Only speak loud, please. Let me
know. I understand that this is not necessarily.
Again?
Is it necessarily a supposed positive?
Is it necessarily what?
It's supposed.
Yeah, we are saying that it's good to be a Jew.
No, no, the case in our case is the death.
The case of? Of Gerut?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. In the case of Kabbalat Mitzvot, it certainly is good to be a Jew.
In the case like that,
yeah. Well, I didn't come to death. I'm speaking now about, I'm not speaking about death. Death would be the other part. I'm speaking now about being a Jew. Don't speak about death now. I'm speaking about being coming to be a Jew. And I'm saying that coming to be a Jew is a school. Therefore, baby can convert a kid even when he's 4 years old. Baby can convert him. Now, ask a question on that. Chat. Yes. What?
Is there any difference between an adult wants to be this guy here?
And that is not good for him. Because if that was torn down, okay? You already saw things that he shouldn't see. And therefore, he doesn't speak necessarily that it is good to be a Jew. Therefore, for a adult, you can't say it.
But
for a kid, you can say it.
Going forward, it is going to be a
what?
For an adult, it's going to be a source for him going forward.
But source has to be that he thinks that it's a source. And not when he is an adult, he doesn't think that it's a source. Not necessarily. Therefore, in adult, we don't say it. When he is a kid, we do say it.
Wait, you come to Bar Mitzvah, does he get to
what?
How Bar Mitzvah?
1 minute, we didn't come to Bar Mitzvah yet.
I'm
1 minute, I'm 4 years old. Ask me a question about 4 years. Let me speak about Bar Mitzvah. Ask me a question about 4 years. Yes. What? Very good. The question is, I understand in Shushi you can make zafi. Because he can appoint a shaliach. So it is automatically appoint a shaliach. But how can you appoint a Hakam cannot appoint a shaliach? He cannot be the man of shaliach. So if he cannot be the man of shaliach, then Zachin can't work either. Because Zachin is as if he was appointing it automatically. But you can't say to a Hakam, because Hakam, even if he wants to be the man of shaliach, he cannot. Look at us for please. Ha'ech Zachin Nekatar. Here is a question that you ask. The Miralewi, the Hachanami Zachin lo mi de Rabbanan. Wow. The whole our studio that we've been converting is only with the Rabbanan and not with the writer. Because with the Oraita there is no Shrihut Tekata. If there is no Shrihut Tekata, there is no Zachin Tekata. Only with the Rabbanan you can do it. So we have now a new concept. He is Jewish with the Rabbanan. And it will only work for Dina the Rabbanan. It won't work for Dina the Oraita. So for Dina the Oraita it won't work. It will work only for Dina de Rabbanan. What happened when it comes to the Bar Mitzvah? He already had Mikveh, he already had Brit Milah. Now you tell him that he wasn't Jewish. He is now Mekabel, the first Mitzvah after Bar Mitzvah. He's saying Shema Yisrael, he's learning Torah. Is Mekabel Mitzvah, on that Kabbalah Mitzvah, he came to be the writer. So, till the Bar Mitzvah is the Rabbana, after that is the writer. What happens if he doesn't want, if he age of 13, he said, "No, sir, I don't want. I want to be a god." So the Rabbana never comes to be the right God, and then the Rabbana is cancelled, and then he comes to be a god. Therefore, the Gemara says, "I'm a Rav Yosef." He did it. They can testify. They can say, "No, we didn't have that privilege because we were born Jewish. So from the first minute we were Jewish." But he was only the Rabbana, then he came to be the Raita. If he doesn't want that step, he won't come to be the Raita. That doesn't explain to us yet the Shevet mother. We'll come to that soon. I want to tell you two stories, and the first story I want to tell you in the end of Shevet. 1 minute. Yes, okay. Let's answer questions, and from there we go. Yes.
Doesn't that line of the Gemara imply that it's not always as close?
Again?
Doesn't that line of the Gemara that when the kid becomes a gadol, he has the ability to not want to be Jewish anymore, doesn't that imply that it's not always as close?
No. In the minute of his gadol, he has to accept the mitzvah by himself.
Right, we're saying earlier
the because if he won't accept the mitzvah by himself, now they didn't want to do this for him anymore. Because now he has that. So now he can do it by himself.
I mean, as a cousin, the reason why
it works for him is because he couldn't do it.
Right, but because, the reason why it works is because we're saying that it's as close as for the kid.
Right.
But doesn't this line of the Gemara that says the kid has the ability to get rid of it, we let him get rid of it, doesn't that imply that it's not as close? Why would we allow this kid to get rid of it if it's as close?
No, but that's who did this only to Rabbanan and not to Raita. So therefore, he can cancel it. Because food worked by shlichut, and there is no shlichut bekatan, therefore there is no tzachim bekatan, therefore it's only the Rabbana. Therefore, now we can cancel. After that, please, so we can continue. Okay, please ask me, I appreciate it. I want to tell you two stories that will never go. Story number one, I went to a family that is very, very connected to Sharabim, one of the big friends of the Shalavik family. They adopted a son. And he never knew that he was adopted. He always called his father and mother. Never knew that he was adopted. When he came to the age of 13, in order that he would come out to be a Jew from Deoraita, the parents have to tell him that he is not Jewish. They have to tell him that he is not Jewish. And then he would accept a mitzvah, and then there would be Kabbalat mitzvah that would come to Deoraita. If they won't tell him, and he will do mitzvot, it won't help, because he's not accepting mitzvot. So they have to tell him, You're not Jewish, you're accepting me now, and then it will be okay. The psychologist told him that it's very bad now to tell the kid that we shouldn't tell him that. And there was a question, a halacha, what to do? The Gdolin said, I spoke about it with the ladies, right? They said, wait. And the Rabbanan should continue till 15, 16, 17. And then you can tell it, and then when you tell it, it will do the writer. Okay? So the writer comes in the minute of his accepting mitzvah. He is accepting mitzvah, it's not child. Now let's continue in Tosfot. As Tosfot, they had, there is another story, if we have time, I'll tell you that. והאדם מיום ברש בן סורר, גם בגזר, אי אתה צריך לחזר אחריו, יש לו בועל, אבל קטן, אי אתה צריך לחזר אחריו. I won't go now to the whole partial, we don't have time, but the Gemara says that the Gemara medayek from the Torah about גר קטן, that הלך. But he said that גר קטן is only with the Rabbah. So how can you tell me that the Torah speaks about Ger Katan? The Torah can never speak about Ger Katan because you tell me that Ger Katan is only with the Rabbana. So how can it be that the Torah, when she said the word Ish, she said Ish and not Ger Katan? How can she refer to Ger Katan if Ger Katan is only with the Rabbana? Ask, answer Tosfot, Mashkachat la Ger Katan mehatura ve'meuberet shenitgayra. If she is pregnant, and she went to the mikveh when she is pregnant, and then she gave the son, then she gave the birth, in that case, he is the oraita. So if he's being confirmed when he was a year, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, for a boy, 11 for a girl, 12, then the rabbana. If he was converted in the mother, in the womb of the mother, he come to be the oraita. I don't understand anything. Who can help me? I really don't understand. Why he come to be the oraita? Where is his Kabbalah Torah Mitzvot? Where is the Kabbalah Torah Mitzvot of that fetus that was in the mikveh and 2 months later was born? Why don't you meet again baby and again it's Zachin and again it will be the Rabbana? Where is his Kabbalah Torah Mitzvot? He doesn't have a dot when he's in the mikveh. So you have exactly the same problem. So why is it different? Why there will be a difference if he's born, if he's converted as a year, 2, 3, or if he was converted when he was in the one of the mother? What will be a difference? Yes.
He was born to the Jewish mother.
What?
He was born to the Jewish mother.
What you are saying now is the Shimon Shkaf and the Gemara. You are saying everything goes according to birth. And in the time that he was born, the mother is already considered to be Jewish. Therefore, he is Jewish. So why is called that he's Ger? So he's not Ger at all, he's Jewish. His mother, everything goes according to birth. If everything goes according to birth, then the mother was already Jewish, he's Jewish. Why do you call him Ger Katak? Look, please, Mapshim and Shkak. Look, please, in the granite, the Mikol Makom Israelu, the Kepa, the Imo Israelit, and the Hashem of the Dushat Israel. Because the beginning of the pregnancy is not giving his identity, that only gives the Dusha. But the identity goes according to the birth. And because in the birth, he was Jewish already, because his mother was Jewish, he had an identity of Jewish. Only he needs the tefillah for the Kedusha, but he doesn't need the tefillah for the identity. And the identity doesn't go according to the beginning of pregnancy, the identity goes according to the end. And the identity goes according to the birth. Rav Shimon Shkaf, ולפי זה יש לומר במעוברת שנתגיירה, אין התפילה פועלת על העובר שיעשה ישראל גמור. The tefillah doesn't make him a Jew. The birth makes him a Jew. רק שמתהרת גופו, שעל ידי זה הלידה תקדשנו בקדושת ישראל, ולא דם מלכל גירות שנעשה ישראל על ידי מעשה התפילה, אבל העיקר מה שנעשה ישראל הוא מפני שנולד מאם ישראלית. ורק בלא תפילה, כיוון שגופו לא נותר על ידי תפילה, לא יוכל להתחדש בקדושת ישראל על ידי לידה. So both the Ktzot and the Granat and Rabbi Chanan Wasserman have been bringing him in before the Shiurim says everything goes according to birth. And because in the birth, he is considered, his mother is already Jewish, therefore he is Jewish, therefore he doesn't need Kabbalah Torah Mitzvot. Kabbalah Torah Mitzvot only a Ger needs, but he doesn't need it because he is considered to be a Jew. Rablam Nechemel is Psaq, Sum Utsir Abel Shita, Rablam Nechemel is Psaq, proved approximately 20 pages, that the Ksav, the Granada, and the Rahman are right. And not like the other Shitas that we're going to learn in a minute. And therefore, the birth is giving the identity of a man, not beginning of pregnancy. Therefore, in the case of England, because the mother, therefore in circuit mother, the second mother is the mother. Because of this explanation, that that's the difference between the case of someone that is being converted is a year and a fetus. Someone that is being converted is a year. That's a case of that when he was born, the mother was not Jewish. Therefore, he's Ger Katan. But in the case when he's in the mikveh, the mother is Jewish when he was born. And everything goes according to the birth. Therefore, it's like that. The other Shita, that Rabban Hashem wants not to be posted like that, is the Beit Yaakov, is the Netivot. They're explaining that he's part of the mother, and the mother is getting the mitzvahs for him. And therefore, according to that explanation, everything goes according to pregnancy. And he's really a Ger, he's not a Jew. But here there is Kabbalah mitzvot, not by zachin, not by baby, and here there is Kabbalah mitzvot because we see him and the mother as one identity, and she is getting the mitzvot for him, and therefore there is Kabbalah mitzvot. So it's like James of an old man, an older man. Therefore, it works immediately. Therefore, it's with our right. So two explanations. All because he's a Jew and not a Ger really. Oh, he's a Ger, but there is Kabbalah mitzvot by the mother, and we see the fetus as part of the mother as one identity. Therefore, the nafkamina would be if he's a Ger or if he's a Jew. The nafkamina would be, do we go according to the beginning of pregnancy or do we go according to birth? And Rav Zalman Nechemia, all his psak was based on the Granat, on Rav Elchanan, on the Ksav, that we go according to birth. Therefore, the second mother is called the mother. I will answer the questions later. I don't want to go on to all of Leibovich. My time is over. I'll finish with this story. A story that really, when I heard it, I brought up Eliyahu, but he wrote the Sefer on Rosh Hashanah, Opa, my wedding. To speak to the guys in Bayez Khan that I had, and he told them his story. And from that time, I'm thinking about him, about his story for a lot of years. And with that, I'm finished. The story goes that it was a couple in Yerushalayim that didn't have kids, but they adopted a girl from Brazil, and that girl was Ger Katan. They adopted her when she was after 3 days, and based on the couple, this was for her, she was there at that. When came the age of Bat Mitzvah, and she didn't know that she was adopted, before Bat Mitzvah, the parents told her that she's adopted, and you would do the first Mitzvah after Bat Mitzvah, and then you come to be the writer. She looked at her adopted parents and she said, and what if I don't want to? They said, the Gemara says, if you do have a living thought, if you don't want, you can touch the money, but it's good for you, you should do it, and so on. She said, no, I don't want. And the mother was broken totally. After that, the mother already gave kids for herself. She was the one that is raising this girl, and the girl says, no, she would have now to raise a good in the house. The mother was completely shocked. She went to the teachers of the school that they learned, that she learned, and they said, no problem. We every time the teacher had a spare time, she would learn with her and explain to her the mitzvahs of Am Yisrael and so on. So, and this is what happened. And they took her away out of class, they learned with her the Kuzari that speaks about five dimensions and a Jew, and others, and so on. And she could get hundred in the past. And nothing happened. She said, I don't want. A few days before the bat mitzvah, someone told her, the mother take the girl and go to the Ramazan. She went to the Ramazan in Orbach, and the mother told her the story. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, I want to be with the girl alone. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the mother left the room. After 10 minutes, the girl came crying to Rav Shlomo Zalman, to the mother, and said, I want to be Jewish. I will accept the mitzvah and I'll come to be the right. And the mother was astonished. What happened in these 10 minutes? She went in and she came to Rav Shlomo and she said, can I know what you told her in this 10 minutes? He said, no, that's a secret between me and the girl. The girl said, I don't care, you can say. Rav Shlomo said, I told the girl, I understand you don't want to be Jewish because your real mother is not Jewish. And you heard now that all what you heard, I understand that. Let's cry together. And he started to cry. And for 5 minutes, he was crying. And from his arm, he was crying with her. After 5 minutes, from his arm, he said, enough, came the time that you'll be happy. And Torah is giving happiness to a man. Because if he understands that all what Hashem does for him, everything has a reason, and that causes him not to be confused. I think that's the Gemara that said that when Hashem is bringing the sun, the goyim are running away, and the Jews are not running away. They are mitzvah, but they are not married. Why? Because the goyim says, if he knew that he's going to bring the sun, why did he put us in? But the Jew says, I know, that means I don't understand why, but I'm sure that he's a reason that he put us in. And when you have the Tachan and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that gives simple. And he told her, if you want to be happy in your life, Torah is giving me happiness. And the minute that she heard that, she said, I want to be good. And I think that the reason why Rav Shlomo Zalman succeed when the teacher didn't succeed is because he understood the girl. He wanted me to produce. Not only that he gave her knowledge for the other teacher thing, but he understood her suffer, and he gave an answer to that suffer. And I think that that's a lesson that we have always. We want to understand someone else. Don't immediately start to tell him something. Go into his shoes and then give it. So we were learning the Pesach from Avodah Moshe and Goldberg, but because of the Shimon Shkab, because of the Granat, because of the Rabbi Kaman, that's the difference between a fetus and a child. Therefore, we see from here that everything goes according to the birth. Therefore, the mother, the second mother, not the first mother. The other case, we don't, it's going to be connected to Zachin too. Very important Chazonish, but we don't have time. I'm very important that your table is waiting. Big Yishol Koach, again, to Abzad, to all the Rabbani that are here, the Dachman of Koach, of Leibovitz, of King Special, to King Bashir, all the other Rabbani, to Big Yishol Koach, to everyone, and to the Koach. I'm sorry that I'm not waiting for Rav Leibovitz. I simply have to consume with the Israelis, so I apologize.